We live in a paradoxical world, obsessed with sex, yet terrified to discuss it honestly. This contradiction leaves many of us confused, ashamed, and disconnected from our intimate selves. But what if the problem isn't you? What if your struggles with intimacy stem from toxic cultural messages, unprocessed trauma, or simply never having learned the language of authentic connection? The journey to unfucking your intimacy begins with recognizing that you're not broken. You're human, navigating a complex landscape without a reliable map. Five pervasive myths sabotage our intimate lives. First, the hierarchy of real sex creates unnecessary shame. Oral sex is sex, solo sex is sex, and the only categories that truly matter are good sex and bad sex, which you define for yourself. Second, the myth that great sex should be spontaneous and intuitive sets impossible standards. That slow motion running through fields of daisies experience, it typically happens with terrible matches in unsustainable relationships. Real intimacy takes communication and sometimes, yes, calendar management. Third, believing sex education isn't universally necessary keeps us ignorant about our own bodies. Fourth, dismissing sex as unimportant in relationships ignores a fundamental truth. If sex is good, it's about 10% of your relationship. If it's bad, it feels like 90%. It's not the foundation, but rather the essential insulation that fills all the cracks. Finally, the myth that certain people are fundamentally undesirable creates needless insecurity. Unless you're an unbearable jerk, there's someone out there for you. Past trauma often blocks intimacy by causing the brain to relive threatening experiences when triggered. Trauma typically surfaces once we feel safe enough to process it, explaining why relationships may start with strong sexual connection before difficulties emerge as emotional bonds deepen. While the vulnerability of genuine intimacy can feel threatening to trauma survivors, trauma has the highest recovery rate among mental health conditions. Healing begins by recognizing trauma as the core issue and seeking trauma-informed care through therapy, somatic practices, or both. Create a trauma response safety plan for intimate moments. Share what helps partners support you when triggered without revealing your complete history. Partners should practice patience and gentle check-ins while remembering they can support but not rescue and must honor their own boundaries. Religious values often conflict with sexual expression, creating tension between spiritual beliefs and natural desires. The concept of being both divine and inherently sinful can maintain religious obedience while blocking authentic spiritual connection. Integration begins by identifying which spiritual teachings support authenticity and which need re-examination. Both spiritual and sexual aspects are essential to complete humanity. Our bodies are imperfect meat suits that require maintenance and sometimes misfire in ways that affect intimacy. Sexual disorders aren't signs of being broken. They're simply disruptions to normal function, from desire issues to pain during intercourse. Physical changes come from aging, disability, childbirth, and other life events, each requiring adaptation in our intimate lives. To optimize sexual functioning despite physical challenges, explore dietary changes, medication adjustments, and environmental modifications. Be proactive in discussing sexual health with healthcare providers. Remember that bodily change is inevitable. The key is adapting your intimate life with curiosity rather than resistance. A healthy relationship with yourself precedes meaningful connection with others. This starts with self-compassion, mindful awareness of your value as an imperfect human. Unlike self-esteem, self-compassion persists through failures, offering the same support you'd give dear friends. Following Kristen Neff's framework, it combines mindfulness, self-kindness, and recognition of our shared human imperfection. Boundaries create healthy intimacy through everyday consent, providing safety amid uncertainty. While core needs require firm boundaries, others can flex for growth. The goal is finding balance, neither too rigid nor too permeable, by distinguishing true needs from preferences. Consent goes beyond sexual contexts to all interactions. Key principles include: never accept consent from impaired or distressed individuals. previous consent doesn't guarantee future permission, nor does it extend across different activities. Consent requires clear affirmation. Silence or passivity don't count. People must be informed about relevant circumstances, like STIs or major changes. Protecting consent is a shared responsibility. True consent happens without convincing or pressure, allowing space for genuine decisions. Everyone can say yes without judgment. These principles apply universally, from physical contact to information sharing, always honoring personal autonomy. The journey to authentic intimacy means embracing your true sexual self, not an idealized version. This involves reconnecting with your body through practices like muscle relaxation and interoception, challenging negative body image with self-compassion, and exploring different forms of touch, from healing to erotic. Self-pleasure serves as a path to sexual empowerment, helping you understand preferences, heal from trauma, and experience pleasure's benefits. Learning your body's erogenous zones and rhythms creates a foundation for communicating desires. Sex toys complement rather than replace human connection. They're simply different tools for exploration. In relationships, approach intimacy with presence and authenticity. Prioritize playfulness and trust your intuition. Remember that love manifests through actions, not just feelings. Use I statements in communication and understand that healthy relationships aren't conflict-free. They're skilled at constructive conflict management. Whether exploring conventional intimacy or venturing into polyamory, kink, or fantasy play, the core principles remain: consent, communication, and compassion. Your intimate life is defined by what brings you genuine connection and joy, not societal norms. In a world dictating how our bodies and desires should look, embracing your intimate truth becomes radical. This journey is about reconnecting with your authentic self beneath layers of shame, trauma, and cultural messaging. Your body isn't broken. Your desires aren't wrong. The path to unfucking your intimacy isn't linear. It's messy and vulnerable. It requires courage to examine old wounds, challenge inherited beliefs, and communicate your needs without apology. Beyond that courage lies the connection we crave with ourselves and others who see us fully. Your intimate journey begins with radical self-acceptance, becoming who you've always been, and extending compassion to the parts you've been taught to hide. Awareness helps dismantle the myths that block authentic intimacy. Trauma, religious messaging, and bodily changes create barriers, but recognizing them diminishes their power. Consider what stories about intimacy you've internalized. Examine how your spiritual beliefs about sexuality have evolved. How do your current beliefs align with your faith? If partnered, how do you navigate different spiritual perspectives? Our environment creates intimacy challenges through conditions like diabetes, cancer treatments, and medication effects. Yet shame often prevents open discussion. Prioritizing consent creates space for authentic connection without coercion. The journey to unfucking your intimacy isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's moving from shame to acceptance, disconnection to presence, silence to communication. Your intimate self isn't something to fix, but to discover and celebrate, creating ripples of authentic connection throughout your life.